I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Yeah, it's miserably hot, and yeah, all of that rain from last weekend has made most of the fishing holes muddy. What of it? You still want to go fishing, don't you? Well, we'll try to clue you in on how to arrange a reasonably successful trip coming up in just a moment.
Take me fishing, because our boat's cooler than any video game.
Take me fishing, and make me feel 16 again.
Take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you.
Take me fishing, because my wedding will be sooner than you think.
Rediscover the joy of boating and fishing. Get information and get going at takemefishing.org.
With temperatures in West Virginia this week topping the upper 90s, it's unlikely you're going to find a lot of active fish. Add to that a lot of muddy water, and it gets downright difficult to pick up a rod and reel.
It does present a challenge to anglers this time of year, Chris, and you combine that with some high flows in streams and maybe muddy reservoir conditions, it gets a little tough.
Brett Preston, chief of warm water fisheries for the West Virginia DNR, but when the chips are down, it only makes many of us that much more determined to get out there and catch a fish. Brett tells us it takes some adjustment to cope with the current conditions.
There are a couple of things that folks can do when it comes to warmer temperatures. Folks ought to consider the time of day when they're fishing. Avoiding that midday time in the heat of the day. Getting out there early in the morning and in the evening, good times to fish in the summertime, whether it's in a river or stream or in a lake or a small impoundment.
And secondly, pay close attention to those water levels.
When it comes to fishing streams, I encourage folks to check the stream gauge that the USGS system, and it's available online. There's a link on our website to go to stream gauges. Check those flows. Get to know what flows are and what those conditions are like. And you may have to, to adjust your fishing techniques to fish slower, maybe fish some of those brighter spinner baits and fish a little deeper.
Also, try to think like a fish. If you were hot, where would you want to spend the day? In the sun or the shade?
We look for those covers, those shady banks, undercut banks, and woody debris.
And if you really want to find fish, grab yourself a light and get out there after the sun's already set.
Fish are definitely more active in the evening and at night. Cooler temperatures, the low light conditions.
And if all else fails, go back to what you used to do when you were a kid.
Bluegills are pretty cooperative, and you're right. A mealworm or a redworm, the end of the line with a classic old red and white bobber, that's always a possibility.
Yeah, it's hot, and yeah, the water's muddy. But when you have to fish, you should not use any of that as an excuse. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.